It's interesting you say that. While definitely there's a need, but I think it's a need which is bucketed in a way. We track companies like Oracle very closely, and we track their Exalogics and Exadatas, and what we see is clearly selling a full box is near to impossible. What you actually are selling is a quarter box or even 1/8 of a box, and you scale as you go up. So,
that's true.
It's interesting when I speak to industry leaders like yourself, you do paint a vision of converged infrastructure, but when you actually go on the ground, what you really actually find is 1/8 of a quarter box, which is actually moving, and the CIO actually even finds that compute a lot to consume at that moment.
If I can interrupt, what you're talking about is headroom to grow.
Yep.
What I'm talking about, convergence of different technologies into the same physical box.
Sure.
Right? Headroom to grow, I agree with you. There would be situations where the customer starts with half the capacity and over a period of time continues to grow within the same physical box. But convergence is all about convergence of compute, storage, and networking into the same physical box. So these two are different things to my mind.
Sure, they are different, but again, even if you see the converged infrastructure story as well, some people have a spin around the software data center defined, but ultimately, when the deal happens, what I'm really seeing, especially let's say in Mobi as an example, or any other startup as an example, the decision maker is actually not somebody who's educated about conversion infrastructure or is educated about, let's say, a server or a software. He's somebody who's outside of that box. Now, what I see messaging coming out, not just from Dell, it's not to target Dell, but a lot of corporates like yourself is, yes, you talk about future-ready enterprises, a lot of all of that, but the messaging specifically for CMOs and CHROs to be able to, let's say, what does it really mean for a CMO to a converged infrastructure is seldom there. Now, how do you manage that gap is a big problem, honestly.
So we don't approach CMOs, CHROs, CFOs, for that matter. Even now, there are quite a few companies who are experimenting with chief innovation officers. Mm. So we don't approach them with bits and bytes and discussions about a converged infrastructure or this box versus that box or this hardware or that software. We don't do that. We actually get into a very different conversation with them. We get into a conversation about their business challenges, business problems. We definitely try and articulate certain value propositions of what we bring to the table from a solution perspective, but we keep it as simple as easy for somebody to understand as possible and build a solution for solving those business
right.
problems that they have. So we really don't go about selling basic technology that used to be the case earlier.
Right. So in terms of the team that really manages all of this business, converting a technology problem into a business problem, can you give me a sense?
It's the other way around.
Okay.
A business problem into a technology problem.
Right.
You have a business problem, you're trying to solve the business problem, you will use technology to solve
it. Sure, I get that. But what I'm saying is, let's say from a Dell perspective, when you do approach, let's say, a CMO, what kind of individuals in terms of consultants really manage such a scenario from Dell for, let's say, a CMO or a CHRO?
Okay, so let me answer this differently. I think as we look into the future, increasingly, the sellers would need to be advisors and consultants in their own right. Of course, that's a skill that needs to be built over a period of time. You don't start with that. In many instances, it gets built over a long period of time through experience, exposure, etc. But there is a way to acquire those skills, which is to remain in a particular domain, continue to serve that domain so that you start understanding the pain areas of that industry vertical, you start understanding the trends in that industry, and you start learning by handling different customers within the same industry. I think that's the approach that we are taking now. We are basically trying to build expertise within the industry vertical, and we're trying to retain the sellers in the same industry vertical so that the continuity brings in a lot more understanding about the industry and they pick up that knowledge that would then allow them to bring in some advisory services which they can deliver to the customer.
Right.
So it's not that we're creating another pool of resources who are consultants and will be pulled in for every engagement and every conversation. We do have some of them, but they are super specialized folks, right? And they are brought in only when you know there is a very complex business issue to be further dissected and solution,
sure.
IT solution proposed.